Right. Well, it was a good day. We got a lot of good work. The best value of this is we get a chance to see our players compete against some other ones, and now we get to go back and look at it on tape and make our corrections, clean some things up.
How do you divide your time? Other than you spend most of the time on offense, is that kind of playing going in?
Yeah, it was.
That's the toughest thing about a day like this. You got two fields, you're trying to figure out what you're doing.
It's hard. Hard because you ask for information on what's going on the other field, and sometimes your players don't give you the accurate information. So, I was spending most of the time on the offensive field. It was a mix, good, and some things we got to work on. We had a couple of mistakes, which you're going to have when you're going against somebody you haven't really prepped for, and they give you some different looks. But some of the things that have shown up in camp for us so far, I really like seeing against another team. We had some guys make plays, some guys that have been making plays for us. I thought Jake did a nice job. Charlie made some good throws. Kendall, Nate, Justin Hunter showed up. Delaney got open, just dropped a couple. But, I could go on. There was a lot of good things. I think our protection was good at times. We ran the ball okay at times. But, that's kind of an all-encompassing thing there. But for the most part, it was a good day's work for us. No, not really. Not really. I mean, you're going to see some things that you're not prepared for, so that's surprising. I didn't like our guys jumping off sides as much. That's something that we got to clean up. But, this is why we do this. We get a chance to see this. They're a little more amped up, and then that's going to happen. So this is a good message to sell for games. You can't do that in games.
Good scrap. Right.
Oh, absolutely. No question it does. This is great for us.
Yeah, you had a scrap early. Are you surprised you didn't have more? And what was your vantage point from the early one?
Well, I was right over there by it. But we got it over, got it out of the way, and then we moved on. So you thought it might come, but it came early. And after that, everybody settled down.
Guys just defending each other, I guess. I mean, you almost expect that. When
competition. Yeah, you can feel it. When you first walk on the field.
DBs were complaining about a lot of flags on them during the course of the day. You think the point of emphasis really being brought home? And Jason said, you just can't touch people at this point.
Yes, no question. It was the same way on the offensive side. I think that's going to settle itself out. You've got to figure out what they're going to call. And, to be quite frank, what you can get away with.
It's safe to say Andy maybe even worked his way back into contact work maybe quicker than you think. I know this is what full contact here, but it seems like he got back into doing more work.
Well, Andy said he wanted to come and do this, so that was his goal, and that was ahead of what some people had predicted. We didn't think that. We thought he could do that, and he did. It was good to see him out there.
What did you think in general kind of your DBs going against some of the solid receivers?
Well, you're judging against some really good receivers, so they held their own. I mean, they obviously those guys won some. But they competed. That's what you like to see.
Trubisky had probably one of the bigger plays of the day. What did you see from him, and what have you continued to see from him? I'm sure he's a little amped up here in Atlanta with his dad here. But what have you seen from him in today?
He's a good vet. He's been consistent. He works hard. He can do a lot of different things. So I'm glad that we've got him on our team.
Jake, overall?
Did good. I thought he handled himself well. He moved in the pocket well. Made some good throws. Some of the protection things we've got to do a better job as a group of working on it. But we made some big plays. He made some good throws from the pocket with pressure around them that were big plays.
Did he get hit at one point, or did somebody hit him with the ball?
Grabbed his arm. Yeah, hit his hand. Yeah.
I mean, is that just a no-no, I guess, in a situation like this?
OC came up and apologized.
Okay.
You were pretty upset as it in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
And did he have an explanation, or just kind of he playing and just not?
Yeah, he just said that was it. It was his bad. He knows he can't do that. I didn't like the offsides. I liked the fact that we were able to generate some pressure and we were good against the run. But, there's a lot of things we've got to clean up from the table.
A couple of linebackers, Lindley and Morgan, getting these new roles. How did they do their job?
We'll have to look at that on the tape. I couldn't really critique it right now. I didn't see a lot of it.
Guys tired at this stage? Get home and get to clutch for a day? You feel like
the players or the coaches?
Yeah, well, more concerned.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is good for a good break for us today. So after today, But look, this is tough. I think the thing that I like the best is that we were able to come down here after traveling, after a practice yesterday, and it didn't look like we ran out of gas at the end, which was good.
Did you get a little gauge during the running game, and it seemed like Sean maybe wasn't involved in the cluster and thank you from what I saw?
It looked like we ran the ball a little bit better in some of our sub stuff than we did some of our base packages, so that's probably why those guys flashed. But I'll have to look at it. You know, Sean's going to be the guy that's going to break a couple, but he's going to give you those 4 or 5 yard gains that really hurt defenses.
Kickers?
You're getting a little more clarity. You know, I think the next test is going to be the games, but it was good to see him in this environment today kick. I think from what I've seen, you know, we've got somebody that can do it. We've just got to find the one that's the most consistent.
Mekon has a huge leg, but it's been the further stuff that he's seemed a little panicky on the last couple of days.
The real test is going to be a game. Something will come up in one of these games where we'll get a good assessment.
For this game, are you going to treat it just like this where it's all about you, or are you going to spend some time prepping for Green Bay?
We won't prep for Green Bay. We won't game plan them. We'll just try to play them like this.
I'm taking Sean, I guess, the guy we haven't talked about. Green just seems to be getting it done pretty consistently.
For a young guy, he's pretty consistent. But once again, we got to see him kick off, and you got to see him do it in a game.
It's just have you gotten to work on those kickoffs at all?
He kicked off the other night at the stadium. So into a pretty stiff breeze. It was goal line or one. So, you know, you'd like to see him work on that. His approach has got to change a little bit. He's working on that. A
ton of shotgun on offense. Is that who you're going to be? And I know you did that a lot last year.
Well, I think a lot of it was nickel defenses that you saw that. So I don't know that it was more than 50-50. I'll have to go back and look at it, but I'll get you that number. Yeah, it was nice. It was good. You know, I played for the Falcons about 3 decades ago. So, wow, that's a long time. So, it's some guys that were here that played with me. David Archer was here. I got to see him. So, it's pretty neat.
Upgraded the facilities a touch?
Just a tiny bit.
How far are we from Augusta?
From here?
Yeah.
Probably 2.5.
See any family
on the No, it was such a quick trip in and out, I didn't. There'll be time, though, probably in a couple of weeks when we come back.
Thanks.